Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme. And my man, Steve Brolin.
We're here to party. We're back, baby! Welcome back to episode one of season three of Hooked on Fun. I'm Director of Fun, Ryan, and beside me is...
Alec, everybody's favorite.
The voice of the Jackfish, our broadcast trainer, Alec, here is with me. Unfortunately, we're going to hang his banner to the rafters. Spencer has moved on.
Rest in peace.
He's not dead.
Oh.
He's very much alive, but he is now working in Grimsby, so he can't be with us on the podcast. Maybe one day when he gets day off, he can come hang out with us. But today, it's Alec and I. We're going to do something different for this podcast going forward. We're going to have guests featured, and we're going to do this every single week. Promise.
I know we said that last year.
Full, 100% over-the-top promise. We're going to do this every single week here at the home of Hooked on Fun.
Our favorite
Empty
place.
Bellies, our favorite place. And maybe we'll do some food reviews like we said we were going to do.
Yeah, we should absolutely do that.
Lots has gone on since we last did a podcast way back in, I think, like September of last year.
Yeah, it was a hot minute ago.
That was a year ago. Not a full year. But we're back here now. There's a lot of things going on. And Jackfish Land is hot and heavy right now.
It's bumping.
In more ways than one.
It's bumping.
We've got player signings. We've got work on our promo schedule, all that kind of stuff. But let's go back, you know what? Let's go back to 2024. Talk about the season that was 2024.
It's like pulls at the heartstrings.
I can't believe that you did that recap video, that somber recap video.
When?
The end of last year. It's very sad. Depressing, even.
Somber recap video.
We'll play it on this right now, but it was...
Okay.
We didn't quite get to where we expected to go.
Yeah, unfortunately.
We did really well. Listen, we had a 31 win, record-breaking season, never been done in the IBL. Now, given caveat, the IBL never played 42 games, but first team in league history to hit 31 wins, back-to-back-to-back 30-plus win season, which to some people in this league doesn't mean nothing, but to us, it's a pretty big goal.
Back-to-back league champions.
Back-to-back league champions. Unfortunately,
we don't have our friend here with us like we did last time, but he'll come back next year.
Yeah, unfortunately,
he went on a road trip.
Didn't get as far as he wanted to. But listen, you can't win the championship every year. But we're hopeful that we're gonna put a good roster together of nice, fun guys. Fun guys.
Hupe.
There it is.
For the record, it's Hupe, not Hope or Hupe. However, everybody else says it.
Or Hoopa Loopa Doop.
Hupe.
None of those things. So he's back. There's tons of guys. Gio's back. Barrett's back. We've got
Jacob.
We've got Jacob Sanford.
Jacob is back.
We've got Mr. Jonah Weisner, who is now basically a Niagara resident. He's here year round.
Well, women are a wild thing, right?
Okay. That seems to happen every year with some of our guys.
It does.
They fall in love. They come and fall in love. Must
he
be something,
fall in
must
love
be something in the Niagara water. I don't know.
But, it's all OV.
Yeah. It's all over me. But today's Wednesday. It's this way too early for Alec. He says at 10:30 in the morning is too early. I think 5:30 in the morning is too early. 10:30 is like lunch.
I work till 3 a.m.
That's just true.
So
this is true.
But sleepy.
Tomorrow, which is Thursday, we have another player announcement.
Oh, we do?
Let's just say it's an all-star announcement. Put it out there. So this will actually go out today. I'll get it out today.
Okay.
Which will be good. But yeah, tomorrow, all-star announcement. CJ super excited. Southside CJ is super pumped. He's been dancing all day in the office, all morning, I should say, since he got there. And it's going to be a good one. I think it's a lot of people are going to be happy.
Fanatics are going to be happy.
I think so.
How about that one?
I think so. So yeah, that's the player front. Now to talk about the fun part, Callum, myself, CJ, everybody has been hard at work for a promo calendar. We did tease something the other day. That's going to come out in February, so that's kind of a really cool thing. It's something unique to us.
The comments are hilarious on that.
Yeah, it's not a player.
It's not a player, guys.
It's not a player.
I have one word for you.
Don't say it. No, stop saying creed. So listen, we've shared this information with our staff of our WhatsApp.
It's the hardest secret of all time.
Alec won't stop saying the word cream.
But you'll all understand when it
comes out of nowhere on WhatsApp, you just see the word cream. It's very odd.
And but save your paychecks.
Save your paychecks. But so really cool thing coming out. It's going to come out on February 6th, I believe we teased it for. Get ready for that. Yes, save your paychecks. You'll be spending.
You're gonna want some cash.
So yeah, not a new player. There will be new players, but not a new player. And also, no, Jacques is not getting a girlfriend. Yeah,
we've tried. He's seen little... Jacques on Tinder.
Well, first of all, Jacques can't go on Tinder. He's only 7 years old.
Whoa,
this is weird.
Whoa,
he's seven.
Okay,
is there fish ears like dog ears?
Yeah.
So he's that's 50, what
I thought.
Like, what is
I thought
it?
He
what
was like.
What are dog ears? That's seven.
It's four.
Four.
Four per one.
Okay, so.
He's up there.
It is seven. Yeah, Callum says it is seven. For everyone.
Get out of here, Callum.
Anyway.
No.
So if we do fish years, we can do four for fish years.
Yeah.
So he is older. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
he could be on Tinder.
Yeah, we can get him
we
up
should
there.
Do actually a Tinder night. That'd get wild.
If you're single, you get to the ballpark for free.
How are you going to prove that you're single?
Or you just get a wristband or something.
I guess.
Yeah. We're going to make the entire Jackfish Land in.
We can do speed dating night. You'd be in for that. You'd be all over it. Alec's not broadcasting the game tonight because he's on speed date.
I'm gonna bring her up to the broadcast.
Okay. Which one? Allowed? You get speed dating. You have to see like 30 different
I don't minutes. Know. I just get one per inning.
Okay.
This took a right turn real quick.
That's awkward.
Oh, man. What about – we haven't been on here since we had our annual Christmas party.
Yeah.
And this one
that was, the time.
Was the best one.
Yeah, yet, shout out to the Lane. Bank Art House, downtown. Well, if you haven't been there yet, go check it out. It's to an old RBC bank, and they've renovated into this massive space. We had 300 people in there.
He's literally no idea that place existed.
I know.
You walk in, it's like, oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah, so we're super happy. We're gonna have it there every year from now on. It's a perfect spot for us. We're gonna do some changes to it so people have more places to sit. But had a great time. We had council members there, season ticket holders. We had some people that, you know, didn't go to a lot of games last year, still came.
Players.
Raffle prizes. Shout out to, you know, a lot of places like Empty Bellies and Tailgates and all of our partners for donating some raffle prizes to us. And honestly, we just drank pond waters and just had a time. And then
wow.
We had our after party at Tailgates with our staff where we tried to get Cam, our former staff member, to come. So right. Cam has this
moment
thing.
Of silence for Cam. Okay, continue.
Okay, that's fine. So Cam has this thing where if he gets too many pond waters in him, he likes to eat food, namely chicken wings, with pure white batting gloves on.
They're not white anymore.
They're not white anymore.
But.
So we're thinking about maybe in his honor, we all just eat wings with white batting gloves on.
At Tailgates. With a lot of Miller Lights.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Cam. I wish we could put a clip of Cam with his white batting gloves in there. It'd be so funny.
It'd be a great T-shirt.
It would be a great T-shirt.
Because you just have his greasy mustache, and which, okay, going off of that, I've now done this for going on 7 years, and there has not been a season where we haven't made matchmaker.
Oh on our yes. Spot.
World every fire. Single season. We should probably like advertise that.
You want
to find love? Come work for the Jackfish. It's serious. Stop. Hey, watch your mic. You're going to make noises.
Yeah.
We literally.
HR department is screaming right now.
I'm not. I'm right here. But seriously, we've had every single season, I think we've had at least a couple out of it.
Finding love in a hopeless place.
Nice enough. They've all lasted because there hasn't been any awkwardness during the season. For now. We don't have a policy against dating. I don't think you're allowed to. I don't know the rules, but we don't want to stop people from finding love in Fishland.
It's just like the best match story of all time.
It really is.
I found my girlfriend at Jackfishland.
Well, it was one last year, two the year before.
Is there one the year before that?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. But we've had a few good years of.
Is this your mind?
Would it be amazing that like 5 years from now, they met at Jackfishland? And then they get married. What if they had their wedding
in Wellington? Oh boy!
which if you're watching this right now and
you know who you are
and you're a longtime Jackfish fan and you have a longtime girlfriend and you want to propose to them, we can make that happen.
Do it at the pond.
Yeah. On a video board, the whole shebang.
A pond wedding would be crazy, though.
You imagine that?
You could put, like, the aisle down the middle. Oh, right up into center field.
Insane. Insanity.
You know who you are if you're watching this.
Yeah. Contact us. We'll make it happen.
Anyway. Or contact himself, because that's what he does.
What are you talking about? Oh,
he knows who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Next topic.
Next topic. So, we did talk about player signings, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some theme nights that we're working on. Now, I will say this, I can let this in. There's going to be some new additions to the outfield fence for this upcoming season. Two, I would call, really cool promotions. Let's just say there's going to be a 7-foot tall giant chicken in the outfield next season. So it should be pretty good. Now, that's not the only chicken that might come into play.
Is there more chickens?
There might be more chickens. Oh. We'll see what happens.
The promotion schedule this year, you guys,
it's fire.
Top tier. Like it's we thought last year was good.
Yeah. There's a bobblehead.
This is heat this year.
There's a lot of things. So a lot of really, I mean, we brought back some of our favorites. So you can rest assured, Tropical Night will be back. Country Night will be back. Pack the Parks back. Fan Appreciation Night, all those kind of things. We've got some wild promos.
And some even better giveaways, too.
We're going to let you go back in time and relive the glory days in one of them.
I'm going to burn yourself in another one of them. We're going to keep you safe.
Yeah. We also we have one that is hot right now with the college football playoffs going on. Yep. Or we're going on. So there's going to be some really, really, really cool things down the pipe. Last year was cool. We had like 17 giveaways. I think this year we're going to have around the same, which is crazy. You know the people in the parking lot for croc gibbets? You guys are nuts.
Was croc it the croc gibbet night or was it the...
It's every night we do something.
The night me and Mia were down.
Cowboy hats.
At the cowboy hats were...
Cowboy hats were hot insane. And the Hawaiian shirts.
I walked out of that building with a Hawaiian shirt or a cowboy hat on. Yeah, I thought you were going to get jumped.
Yeah, the Hawaiian shirt.
For sure.
Yeah, so we're going to... Actually, all of our giveaways are going to get set up differently. So there's going to be... queue lines and all this kind of stuff. So
we're yelling at the broadcaster.
We won't have anybody going into the parking lot. So
that was one of the wildest days. Cowboy hats. People are crazy for those cowboy hats.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say the stuff they asked me to do for them to get them the cowboy hat.
So do you want to tell the story how you lost your championship sweater or?
I did lose my championship sweater. I do need another one. And you know who you are if you're out there.
Where'd you lose your championship sweater at, Alec?
I feel like it's my fault that they won a championship this year because I foreshadowed it. Basically, I went to Boots and Hearts.
And where is Boots and Hearts located?
Barry. Pretty close.
Or Monante.
Called Barry.
Yeah.
But it's right by Barry.
It's okay. Like, we don't.
The closest town is Barry.
We're not mad at Barry.
No, we love Barry. I wouldn't say well,
love's a strong
love
word.
Love is a strong word.
We don't despise them.
No, we don't despise them.
Good for them for winning our cup this past season.
Yes.
Their rings are cool, I guess, and stuff.
He's just a little bit salty.
But.
Anyways, I did.
Those other guys, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, they did some ruthless things.
Ruthless.
Unforgivable stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackfish will be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. Don't worry.
But anyways, I did lose my sweater because I was being a gentleman one night. Uh-huh. At a concert, I was wearing it because I'm a proud Jackfish member.
Yep, fanatic.
I'm a champion, so I'm wearing my championship sweater. And there was this poor girl. She was like really cold, so I had to let her borrow it.
What a nice guy.
And then she left the next day and did not return the sweater. And I never saw her again.
I think they call that. What do they call that? A Irish goodbye?
With my championship sweater. So somewhere in Barrie, there is a woman
I think
wearing a Jackfish.
I almost 99.9% sure that sweater is now sitting at a Value Village in Barrie. Guaranteed.
Sounds like a road trip.
Yeah.
But anyways, I do not have a championship sweater.
Can we talk about the new ink one of our staff members got yesterday?
Brendolyn.
So you know what's crazy with the whole thing is? That's the second Jackfish logo that's been tattooed on somebody.
When are we, as a staff, we have to get the tattoo?
So I am definitely getting a Jackfish tattoo.
Commemorate the championship.
Not the logo. I want to get like a hook or something with a year. Anyway, and a fish. Yeah. That's a second full actual logo tattooed on somebody. And I want to shout out to Brendan right now. You're a real one.
Should we put this photo up in the
We will. We'll put it on the podcast.
We'll put it up right here.
I didn't ask her who did the work, but they did an excellent depiction of the Jackfish logo. Very, very nice.
It's actually top tier.
I think she almost earned staff member of the year now.
We love Brendan.
She's the best.
Brendan went to Big Texas with us one time.
That's awesome.
So awesome.
Brendan and I are the same age. And I wouldn't go to Big Texas with you. Ever.
Hey, never say never.
Not because I don't like Big Texas. I do enjoy country music very much, but I don't want to go with you.
I didn't go.
How do you know she went?
Kevin went.
Right. Yes. So also, nobody knows, Alec didn't lose his sweater at Boots and Hearts. Kevin lost his sweater at Boots and Hearts. Because Alec doesn't know. He just gets lost when shots and drinks and stuff.
I mean, who doesn't?
Well, speaking of that, this is off topic, but a little bit. But do you do anything the night of drinking to better yourself the next day? Is there any supplements you drink or gummies or anything?
Wait, ask me I'm a veteran.
Well, you've had a lot of practice. So I'm on dry January right now. So I'm on.
How's that going?
It's really good. I'm on day 15. I'm almost halfway there.
Oh, I can't wait to.
And I've had numerous opportunities to have pints. I actually went out with these guys after the A-Stars game at Cully's. Yeah. Shout out to Cully's.
You didn't drink at Cully's?
Did not have a beer. I did have food, though. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to Ottawa next week for two nights. And I don't know how I'm going to not have a beer in Ottawa.
Oh, I went to Ottawa 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin was. Kevin,
good luck.
Kevin went to Ottawa.
Good luck.
Yeah. So it's going to be tough. But yeah. I think I can make it another 16 days.
And then on February 1st.
The first week of February, we're actually going to be back here with all of our staff for Ideapalooza, which any fans are watching. So what we do is we get into a room, and then we show you this room, but it's a big room. We fit probably 30 people. We get as many people in the room as possible. We get a whiteboard out, and we just come up. We start drinking.
Let's go ham.
Honestly, we start drinking and eating, and we come up with the most ridiculous ideas you can imagine. So Rally Pig probably came from an Ideapalooza. And all the new ones you're going to see this year, we have a new character coming out called the Green Bee.
Oh, baby. He's going to be a fan favorite right off the hop.
He can dance.
Oh, big time.
Let's put it that way. He's based after a character from The Wiggles.
But better, picture CJ dancing and then this guy.
Yeah.
He's top tier.
Yeah. Coach is back, so you can guarantee that guy. I'm back on the mic. And who knows? You want to be a character in our show? Reach out to us. We love new people, new characters, new ideas. We had one idea that was going to be Officer Good Time, where they felt like they weren't having a good time. They literally give them a ticket for not having fun.
But you always have fun at Jackson's
games. Yeah.
It's always a good time.
So, that's pretty much it for the start and where we're going with the season. I think one thing we're trying to do is interview interns, which has been a
PSA, if you're looking for a summer job, that's really fun. Reach out.
This what drives me nuts, okay?
Here we go.
Students that'll come in and they'll go when are you thinking about hiring? It's because they're waiting on response back from other internships.
No, be number one.
Yeah.
Make us number one. Well, we'll make you number one.
And the funny part is a lot of people that come in and intern for us, at the end of the year they go, this was so much fun. Which is way better than going to do mundane jobs at a bigger organization.
And then they don't want to leave, Southside CJ.
Yeah, he's
trying to go back to Chicago this year.
Yeah.
Did not anymore because he loves Jackfish too much.
He does. Yeah, I mean that and then the kids that roll in with running shoes on and jeans.
And or sweats.
You're here, we call them meetings because I don't really like the idea of interviews, but you're here for an interview.
Just wear some Lulus and some Blundstones or just something nice.
You can literally wear what are they called? The boat shoes.
Sperry's?
You can wear Sperry's if you want in the winter.
Just
I don't even
look
care.
Nice. Presentable.
Wear polo.
Present yourself like you want a job.
Something's wrong with the generation today.
Not like you just want to roll out of bed like I did 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Come do it. But I've been here for 3 years. It's okay. So once you've been here for longer, you can roll out of bed and come work.
That's a stretch, but okay.
If you're me.
He's never been late, so that's a plus. Yeah, so it's been hit and miss. We got some really good ones. We've also interviewed some one individual just literally wouldn't take his gloves off. Sorry, take a glove off.
Which was suspicious.
Very odd.
Unless you're Cam.
No, these are like winter mitts. I don't know if he wanted to stay or he just wanted to leave. I couldn't tell.
It was interesting, though. Very interesting.
That's the inner workings of what we got to do.
And behind the scenes at Jackfish Land.
Yeah.
Anything else we have to talk about?
We can talk about the fund that we put in with the city. Well, we didn't put it in, the city put it in. Okay, so the government's come up with this matching fund, recreational matching fund. So so the potential is if we get the full fund of $800,000 in upgrades facility, which is amazing. So part of it is new lights in the outfield. We'd have HVAC system in our office and our locker room. And a bunch of other like on-field stuff. One of the cool fan base things is we get another addition to our patio over on the first baseline. So it'd be another 40-foot extension of the patio, which we would look to maybe add some. It wouldn't be like a VIP zone; it would be for anybody. But maybe like an outdoor bar, maybe a couple other new cool things, some more handy accessible seating.
Could you imagine an outdoor bar?
We are adding. Yeah, that'd be wild. It would be wild. We are adding some more accessible seating, so that's good. We do get a lot of demand for that. So we're adding accessible seating. we're updating some other stuff. Not big ticket items, but we are doing French fries. So get ready for that. French fries are coming to the stadium. Just French fries to start. So don't ask for chicken wings.
Emma's already having a heart attack over this.
No, she's fine. Emma's fine. Stop.
She's fine.
She's fine. She has a new hospitality manager. She'll be fine.
No, I can't say that, actually. I was going to say something else.
Emma is currently on the mend.
She's on the IR.
She's not allowed to ski ever again.
Break a leg, Emma.
Oh, ouch. She won't watch this. I don't think. But, yeah, so she's on the mend. She'll be back. We actually tried to get her to come last week, but she said she couldn't drive.
I tried to get her to come to Big Texas last weekend, too. But she said she couldn't go with one leg.
One leg. One leg Willie over there.
Oh man!
So she's on
poor
the,
girl.
She's in the layup.
We love you, Emma. Yeah, get better soon.
She is the best. So we will have those new additions. Nothing else crazy. But other things we're going to start doing is adding some more pieces to the stadium that are what I would call not artsy, but just like make the feel of the place even more fun. Ooh. So we're going to make the bathroom an experience, which sounds really weird, but every aspect of the facility is going to get. A fun upgrade from the parking lot into.
Are we getting troughs in the bathroom?
We're not getting. No, you're not allowed to have troughs. They're illegal. Oh. Bylaw or whatever. Did you actually know
America's a great country.
Did you know it's actually a bylaw that you can't own domesticated chickens in your backyard in Welland?
And the fact that we are having a big chicken in center field coming up next year just shows you the fact that Ryan tried to put a live chicken coop in the outfield.
Yeah, they told me no.
I don't think the HOA behind us would approve of it either.
They probably wouldn't. I was actually named the mother hen, Mother Clucker, but that didn't go very far.
Mother Clucker of the year, Ryan mother Harrison Clucker. For the HOA behind the stadium.
Get plucked.
Thank you to Jake Sanford and Grayson Barrett because all their home run balls smashed off the roof. And everybody who participated in the home run derby because that was a resounding did not go over well.
Well.
After the home run derby.
No,
John Salazzo was hitting ones over the houses.
Yeah, well, I did get an email from a single individual.
Yeah,
she is not a fan of ours. I've tried my hardest. I've even tried to give her a street ticket so she can take it in. But she did say that she cannot support professional sports because she can't support athletes that make more than doctors. And if our players are making more than doctors, holy shit.
Wow.
They're not, by the way.
Players
are not making more than doctors. Only MLB players are, I would think.
Yeah, Major League Baseball. Major That's League. Why we're Inter-County League Baseball.
Yeah, and we're here for a good time. We're here for the baseball, but we're also here just to have a good time.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
You're going to see a lot more players on TikToks and Reels and doing silly stuff like we used to do. More
behind the scenes, Mia, Siege, myself, Cam. Recipes, Cam. Callum, we're gonna try and make it a lot better than last year.
Well,
like last year was already good.
Last year was good, but
so we're gonna build off that.
We always say this every year. We're gonna sort of turn it up a little bit, and actually, a little bit is a lot.
Crank up the heat.
Crank it up, and do more of the silly stuff that you're used to seeing us do, like music videos.
Because you guys love the dumb stuff.
It's not dumb. It's fun. Stop.
But dumb is fun.
Yeah, well, if someone gave me
hard time about
wearing a hot dog suit, my response was, you mean the hot dog suit that pays the bills? Because let's be honest, the hot dog suit pays the bills.
It does.
Yeah. Okay, I'm lying. The home runs also pay the bills, too.
That's how Ryan pays his bills. Yeah. We're in a hot dog suit.
Yes. Well.
You should have worked today.
Next episode, I'll wear it. I promise. Actually, know what we should do for next year is set up a fantasy football league, and then whoever is the loser at the end of that has to do something super, super, super ridiculous at a game.
And we should let the fans vote.
What it is.
What that would be.
Yeah.
I think that would be an excellent idea.
What are you doing for Super Bowl?
We could do it for Super Bowl.
Or what are you doing for Super Bowl?
Oh, what am I doing for Super Bowl? I probably will have a couple Miller Lights.
The show is also sponsored by Miller Lite.
Yeah, my roommate is gone for 3 months in Florida, so I live by myself now. I'm all alone.
I know where we're going.
And, yeah, so, I don't know. Might sell my couch, a few beers.
You're going to do more than that.
Watch football. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. We're having a party.
Well, the Bills are going to be there.
Super Bowl party.
The Bills will be at the Super Bowl, so it won't really matter.
If the Bills are at the Super Bowl, what are we doing for the Super Bowl?
We'll have to put it on the video board.
We'll have to have a...
Banged up.
He means a banging up tie, actually. Could you imagine a Super Bowl on the big board at Jackfish Stadium?
I know, it's
with freezing. A lot of beers. It would be really cool, but it would be like we're actually at the game.
This is true.
Real-life inexperience.
Yeah.
Or we could all go to a house and be warm.
Well, no, because where's the Super Bowl this year? Isn't it New Orleans?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Down in Louisiana. That's where it is, though.
But it'll be warm, so it won't be warm. But, follow along every game or playoff.
Some gumbalaya.
Bills. Gumbalaya. What we used to call steaks? What was it? Flame Mignon?
Filet Mignon. Shout out Cam.
Filet Mignon.
Recipes, Cam.
Yeah. Cam's in a lot of...
Cam can still come. Like, Cam, like, listen here. If you guys know Cam, Cam still has the opportunity to come back. He's TBD.
Yeah, he is.
To be determined.
It depends if he wants to work at Canadian Tire or come hang out with Jackfish. Yeah, it's pretty.
It's okay, Cam.
Can't see it in the camera.
We still love you, Cam.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's way up there. Anyways, I think we covered a lot of.
Well, let's cap off the rest of this. What are you most looking forward to next year?
I'm just looking forward to seeing the stadium full again. Honestly, there's nothing better than calling a game with a capacity crowd, and like. Launching dogs from the broadcast booth and throwing underwear from down below. Like, that is my favorite part of it, interacting with the fans. Mm-hmm. I love them turning around in, like, the fifth or sixth inning. What does Alec have this inning? Oh, there's Ryan with the underwear gun. Glizzies from the broadcast. Like, where else can you work?
I've never shot a glizzy from the cannon. We tested it once.
No, we throw glizzies.
You threw glizzies, yeah.
We threw glizzies, but like where else? Do you go to work and throw glizzies?
I know we're getting to the end of this, but I will say this. When you come to Jackfish Land in 2025, every game you come to is going to be something different. It's never going to be the same show.
That's our main goal.
Commit to that.
Yeah.
We're going to do something different every game, and some things are going to be really, really dumb. And make no sense.
Like CJ going through a table last year.
Oh, he wants his revenge. He wants his revenge so bad.
He's still in pain from that, by the way.
Yeah.
I think he sees counseling for that still.
Yeah.
CJ dressing up in a bald eagle suit in the national anthem.
Yeah, that did happen.
That also happened.
There's going to be lots and lots and lots of wild things. There's something wild, different and wild every game. And we're going to get fans more involved and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be, I'm most looking forward to that and just not having to wear a parka.
Oh, and anymore. Guitar guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm looking forward to guitar guy the most.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Guitar National Anthem, home opener, he's done.
Guitar guy is the best. Shout out Guitar Guy. I know he's a local.
His name is Mitch.
Mitch. I know he's from here. He goes to school here. High school student here. And, man, that guy's got a set of hands on
him. Slap on him. That guy. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
That's a fitting end to this.
Thank you for watching episode 1, season 3. I'm Ryan.
I'm Alec.
See you next time.
Cheers. Rock the mic. I crave skin rip. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it, and ride that B-double-O-T-Y. Oh my. Ooh, that's it. Come on, come on.